Henry. Here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Stozak.
Hey, brother. How's it going? I'm sorry, man. I forgot that you were going to be there today.
I was waiting for the rant to calm down.
Oh, jeez.
I don't like to interrupt you when you're on a roll, bro.
Oh, man. I'm sorry I didn't get off the roll quicker. Anyways, how you feeling? And, man, do you have any idea how this happened to you?
No. And neither do the doctors. They suspect it was something viral, but they ran cultures on everything. They couldn't get anything to grow. I've had no history of any sort of heart trouble or anything like that. Just got what I thought was the flu, and about 4 or 5 days later, I started feeling so bad that I just went to bed and stayed in bed for 3 days. And the third day, I told my son, I said, man, if I'm in this bed tomorrow, you're going to find me here dead. So we went to the emergency room, and they said, oh, you've got to get in here now. You're in big trouble. Apparently my kidneys were shutting down, and, you know, basically it was all organ failure after the next day. So I wouldn't have made it till Tuesday.
Wow.
Or till Wednesday. I don't know what day it was. Yeah, till Wednesday. I wouldn't have made it till Wednesday, which was, what, the 15th.
Jiminy.
And they opened me up, and they put some pumps in to take the strain off my heart, and they did that for a little while, and I went into a coma, and then they put me on something called an ECMO machine. They drilled a hole through the side of my chest and put that thing in. Basically what that did was it pumps the blood for you, and it brings it out, and I guess it's almost like a dialysis or some kind of thing like that, and then it warms it up and sends it back in. And I was, you know, like I said, I think Jill's already told you guys, I was in a coma for 2 weeks and took a hit on my right side. I've got some issues with my foot and my hand and my right side. I mean, completely lost the bicep and the chest muscles on my right side. I mean, to the point where when I got out of ICU, I couldn't even lift my right arm up by itself. I had to, somebody come in, the doctor came in to see me or something. I'd have to pick my right arm up with my left arm and reach up to shake his hand. They were surprised that I made it that far when I got out of ICU. They said, you're a very fortunate man. They kept telling Jill, he's got a 50% chance of having a stroke because of blood clots and stuff. And, well, by the grace of God, I made it. And certainly appreciate everybody who prayed. Still covet your prayers now because, like I said, I've still got some issues. I got some issues with my foot that they're trying to tell me that the toes on my right foot are dead. I can wiggle the left one, the little pinky toe. I can move that on its own. And I'm going to see the podiatrist tomorrow. He's going to do a little peel back on the dead skin and see. He did one before, and it looked pretty good then up to where he cut. And he said, come back in 3 weeks. So I'm going to go see him about that, and I'm going to see a vascular surgeon about maybe doing a barometric chamber thing with the oxygen to try and bring some more healing to that area. I've got sensation in him, but we've got to change the bandage on it every day, and I'm gimping around in a hospital sock and stuff. Mm. But other than that, thank God I'm alive, and I'm back home, and my church really kicked in big time. We had some people come in and volunteer to fix my saggy floors because my old house had some saggy floors, and nobody was really happy about me walking in here on one foot and trying to hobble around down into the sunken living room. So they had some people come in, and they totally redid my living room floor, and they had everybody just, and all you folks out there that stepped up to pray and to donate and everything that you did, I really appreciate it. In the hospital, after I got out of ICU, I was able to start following the trenches and, you know, seeing some of your comments, and I was really touched by them. And again, I can't express my gratitude for all you guys that prayed, and God was gracious, and he heard me, and like I said, I'm holding out for my toes. I've had them for 54 years. I plan on keeping them for however long I'm down here.
Be stubborn about it, brother, and it's great to hear your voice, man. It truly is. Oh, wow. I mean, I've had my own episodes in my life. You know, I've had, when I was 35, I had my aortic valve. I got some kind of thing like you got, man. and it destroyed the valve, and it had to be replaced. I've had a ball and cage in there all these years. But, we were worried about you. I got to be honest, man. It was kind of scary.
Yeah, and I mean, for the first 2 weeks, I wasn't even here to see it happen. I, you know, I was completely out of it. And I woke up in the ICU, and they had me strapped down because apparently I was a bad boy. And I was trying to rip all the hoses and lines out and stuff, and so they lashed me fast.
Wow.
And it took a while for me to really come around. But, man, the places I went while I was out were pretty dark places.
Really?
Apparently I died twice on a table. My heart stopped twice on the table, and they jolted me back. But, there was some pretty nasty. The land where dreams are real is what I call it. I couldn't tell it from real life, and there was no waking up from it.
Man,
and it was just something I wouldn't want to go through again. But the worst part was being in the ICU, and they wouldn't even give me a sip of water.
Oh,
no, we can't give you any water. You might be bleeding internally. I'm like, well, you're putting IV fluid in me, so if something's going on like that, it's going to go on. No, we can't do it.
They give you a piece of ice to suck on?
Yeah, they give you. Well, they gave you halomethane, which is kind of like ice, but I don't think it's really water. When you crunch it, it just kind of dissolves and disappears. It's not like it does anything for your thirst.
Wow, I hear
and,
you.
And, you know, there was no brushing of the teeth, so, you know, your mouth gets funky and everything. It was really unpleasant. Once I got out of there, this woman showed up one day, and she had a toothbrush and some toothpaste and a cup of water, and she goes, here you go, you can brush your teeth. And I'm like, hot damn, I'm going for it. And I just finished that, and she comes in with a 24-ounce glass of water with ice in it. She goes, you can drink as much of this as you want. And so I went from the day before not even being allowed to have a sip to, here's 24 ounces, chug it.
Ooh,
and I pretty much did, too.
Right on.
I tell you, man, once you don't have water for a period of time, it's just, you're thankful to God just for, I look at the story Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus, and the rich man said, just send Lazarus to dip his finger in the water and put a drop on my tongue because I'm tormented here. Mm-hmm. And that's as close as I ever want to get to that type of thing, man. Just 6 days of waking up thirsty and wanting water, and, you know, the whole time I'm awake, just asking me. I was trying to figure out how I could get out of the bed and get across the room to the sink where they wash their hands. I'm like, I know there's water over there, and they don't come around but every half an hour, so I've got time. I didn't realize how weak I was. I mean, there was no standing up or anything. I didn't realize what 3 weeks in bed would do to you.
Oh, mercy. Yeah, that water.
My right bicep is gone.
Oh,
I am doing physical therapy to bring it back.
You'll get there, brother. You're a fighter, man.
Yeah.
You've proved that many times.
Yeah, that's
over.
What everybody said.
Right on. Well, it was sure awesome hearing your voice, man. And don't be shy. Come up and stop me so we have a little more time. That being said,
okay.
We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific.
God bless you all.
God bless you. 12 Pacific,
bye.
3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, oh, man, good to hear you, Darzac, and that is The Word from the Trenches.